Wednesday, the 14th of August. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. I wonder if you have had a look outside and noticed that the weather is beginning to change. It's starting to get warmer. We might still have a cold snap or two ahead of us, but it's starting to get warmer. And when I look around the city, I'm seeing little signs of life coming back. Even though everything is dry and dusty, if we look up in the sky, those of you who live in Gauteng will know this. If you look up, you'll see that the sky is not a clear blue anymore. It's a sort of grayish blue, and that's really a result of dust and pollution in the sky over Gauteng. And I presume it's the same in other places, but I know when I go out of the city and into the rural areas, then the sky is still beautiful and blue. And we have to wait for the rain up on the Highveld. We're waiting for the rain to come and wash the sky clean again and take away all the dust. And even as I say that, I know there's some of you living down in Cape Town and you're like, please take our rain. You can have our rain because they have had floods and it's been tough. So what's going on? Well, we're creeping towards spring, which is beautiful. But we're also creeping towards thinking about creation and about our role in the world. And we talk about this a lot on Radio Veritas, but it's because it's very, very important. We need to be thinking about our role in the world and our impact on the planet and how we are living and what impact our choices have on the world around us. We have some things to help us. Actually, South Africa, our country, is, as I think I've said to you before, we are actually not bad on environmental protection law. We're quite good at it. Even small things like the law that President Mandela introduced about having to pay for plastic bags. And his idea was to make plastic bags not a throwaway item, but something you would use and reuse and reuse, and then be careful how you throw them away. Because they end up polluting our waters, they end up polluting all sorts of things, our land. We have to think about what we're using, what we're eating from, what we're eating with. How are we getting to school? How are we getting to church? Are we walking? Are we using a bicycle? Are we driving a car? Are we catching a taxi? Are we catching a train? What does this mean for the environment? And some of these choices are ones that we can't make as small children. It's like mom and dad say, this is how we're going, and we go. Or granny says, this is what's happening, and we do it. But as we are looking around, we need to be thinking, what are our choices doing to the planet? How do I think about my world? And what can I do in my own small way? So I think I've told you before, my kids have got me to put 3 dustbins in our house. One is a dustbin for ordinary things. One is a dustbin for recyclable things that we can put into a recycling bag and then they can be recycled, plastics, bottles, aluminium tins. And one is a bucket. And the bucket is for compost. And so all the bits of things that don't get eaten and the bits we cut off when we're chopping our vegetables go into the compost bucket. And we've been making our own compost for years in our house. And we have 5 of us living together. Sometimes it's 6 when Granny is staying with us. And it's amazing how much compost we produce. And then the compost goes into the garden and the garden grows even better. And so I want you to think about those things. Are we recycling at home? Is that something we do? Are we separating our garbage into different things? Are we thinking about when we throw away stuff like clothing or cloth that's now got very old? Can we use it one last time before we throw it away? So we often use old socks. Do your socks get holes in them? Old socks with holes in are the best dusters. We use them for dusting in our house. We cut them in half so they don't go through the wash again once they've got big holes in the toes and the heels. And then we use them for dusting and for washing things. Or what else can we do that makes sense with cloth? How do we recycle at home? How do we try to help the planet? What does that mean about spring? We're coming towards spring. It's getting warmer. For some of us, it's very dry. For some of us, it's very wet. And some of this has to do with climate change, with the impact that's happening around the planet, on where we live. And so we see flooding in some places and drought in others. And we need to think about that so that as we grow up, we can act and help to make a better world for everyone. Let's close our eyes now and let's pray. Lord, as we begin to feel the movement of the seasons, we remember that this world is your world. You made it with love. And we ask you to bless us, to inspire us to care for your planet, and to help others also to care for your planet. Amen.